It's officially the fall housing market, but where are all the houses up for sale? Eldad Moraro of Long & Foster joins us now. And Eldad, you're seeing a lot of homeowners thinking of putting their homes on the market, but reluctant to do it. Why is that?
Well, historically, the perception has been that the two best times of the year to put houses on the market are the spring and the fall market. So typically summer and winter, folks have been very shy to put their houses on the market.
So are they right, or are we just doing this because it's the conventional wisdom here?
Well, you know, last year we noticed that the winter market was actually extremely active. So sellers that went on the market in the winter did very well. And it's looking like the indications are that this winter is going to be another really great season to move forward. And if you're looking to put your house on the market, no reason not to do so.
Does that hold also for people who have had trouble finding places that they want to move into, staying in this area? They're maybe trying to upgrade or downsize. Does that hold for them as well?
Yeah. So, the challenge has been that, you know, inventory is low. So there's not a lot of good property. So if you've got a good house, great location, and you price it right, you're going to do well. But the challenge is that we've also got sellers who need to buy new properties. So because inventory has been low, they're out there looking to buy. They're not seeing a lot, which is keeping them from putting their own houses on the market, which thereby is keeping inventory low. And you've got this vicious cycle where, you know, the inventory is being depressed for reasons such as that.
Is that helping prices, though?
It is. I think we're well beyond the bottom. I've seen prices not only stabilize, but start going up in a lot of areas around the area.
So is this low inventory going anywhere? We expect to see this stick around for a while?
Well, you know, it depends about consumer confidence. And I think with low interest rates and prices staying steady, buyers are jumping on the bandwagon and starting to put more contracts. But again, it's tough because there's not a whole lot of good inventory.
So are there particular areas that are hot right now as opposed to others?
Well, what I'm seeing is still very close in single family homes between 700,000 and 1.2 million. Close in and in D.C., you know, Arlington and Montgomery County, again, close in, moving very quickly.
All right. Thank you so much, Eldad.
Thanks for having me.